In what was called a record-breaking investment in Science North on Monday, the federal government announced $6 million to help educate youth about climate action through a new exhibit. The funds are being used for the Climate Action Show, which will tour across the country starting in 2022 and teach youth about the impacts of climate change. The goal is to inspire youth to take action that reduces greenhouse gas emissions and contribute to Canada's goal of net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. The funds are being made available through Environment and Climate Change Canada. Sudbury Science Centre has more than 17 years of experience using object theatres and travelling exhibits as a tool for communicating to the public about climate change, said Guy Labini, CEO, Science North. The funding will allow Science North to reach audiences across the country, and in rural and remote communities who would otherwise not be able to access this kind of experience. Climate change has been a topic we have been presenting to our audience since 2004, said Labini. The original climate change show was more about the fundamental science behind climate change, he said. The changing climate show was about how climate change has affected mankind and the planet and how mankind can mitigate the impacts of climate change. This particular show is more specifically about how to take action and battle the impacts of climate change, said Labini. These exhibits really are an important part of Science North engaging with audiences across Canada, and this funding plays a pivotal role in allowing us to do that. The exhibit is set to open at Science North within the next few weeks, however, it is also being downscaled as a traveling exhibit that will tour across the country until 2025, Labini said. A significant part of this funding doesn't really support Science North, because these exhibits will be provided at no cost to the other communities, so a significant portion of the funds will cover the logistics, the shipping, the staffing and operating costs, said Labini. Climate action outreach is especially important for youth audiences who must be motivated and inspired to serve as the next generation of scientists, activists and leaders to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by implementing climate change solutions, said Nickelbelt MP Mark Saray. From a federal perspective, investing in our youth, investing in our Indigenous communities, investing in climate change, and investing in Science North to deliver that mandate is very important, and we're proud to be here to make this announcement, Saray said. Saray said to his understanding, this is the first time Environment Canada has invested in Science North. The staff at Science North have been working on this funding application for 5 years, he said. Saray said part of the reason he got involved in politics was to keep youth in the North, and this is a good opportunity to provide funding to an organization that is a huge economic driver. Since 2015, the federal government has invested more than $17.5 million in Science North, he said. When you look at the partnership, they receive about a third of their operating funds from the province, but science centers need to update their exhibits regularly to keep it fresh, he said. It's his job to help organizations like Science North access funding sources for those projects. Sudbury MP Paul Lefebvre said the funding announcement on Monday is an important milestone for Sudbury. I am pleased this funding will allow Science North to fully realize its mission and reach more young Canadians with this important message, he said.